It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Well, 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 I'm here with Em. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. We had a busy holiday season.
I know. I was thinking of you guys over the break and I was like, man, they don't really get the normal rest period, do you?
No, we don't. It's the busiest time for us. But we were just chatting before the bit and saying, generally, it's like no dramas, good news. Just, yeah. You know, everything's all good. People are having a good time, staying safe. That's what we want to see.
Yeah, totally. Oh, awesome news. So how was the start of festival season, I guess, is the question on the top of my mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought it would be useful to kick off our What's the Buzz segments for 2026 to just talk a little bit about what we saw in drug checking over the summer, things mm-hmm. that people want to keep an eye out for. A lot of people are like, oh, festival season's over, New Year's is over, but it's like, we're just starting. Summer's another
off.
2 months of summer to go. We got to pace ourselves.
I know, I'm looking down the barrel. I've got one in February. Lots of people have got Splore in February.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so huge. I think it's like, it's still a time where things could change and we want people to kind of know what to keep an eye out for. Mm-hmm. I think one of the big ones that we saw a lot of this year, which like, seems like something people probably know, but when you talk to people it's not common knowledge, is a lot of high dose MDMA pills.
Yeah,
so you know, they're like a pressy, it's your green Gucci or your mm-hmm. red bull or whatever, and people go, oh yeah, one pill equals one dose, but no. Most of the time when we test it, we estimate that there's like quite a few more doses.
Yeah,
you know, some pills that we're seeing have 3-4+ doses of MDMA in
Jeez.
It and you know, when we talk to people, they're like, oh, I just assumed I would just take the whole pill. Mm-hmm. So our big caution around pills is to get them tested and also to just not assume that it's one dose. Mm. And also, like, it's not like Panadol where somebody's made it in a pharmaceutical lab. And like, we found pills where one side is literally just sugar and the other side has all the MDMA on it.
Oh, God.
And so it's really, like, really important that people actually, like, think about crushing the pill, mixing it up in the bag, and then weighing and measuring out their doses. Because, like, if we were splitting a pill,
yeah,
and you got the sugar half and I got the MDMA half,
I'd be devastated.
I'm pinging, and you're like in the corner, like, oh, okay.
Why is it not happening?
So, yeah, just if you have a pill, highly recommend that you don't just assume, take it to drug checking. We can estimate how many doses are in it for you.
And you only take like a tiny bit. It's not like you're sacrificing a whole pill, right?
Totally. Yeah, yeah. You take the teeniest, tiniest amount of your pill. We do a little scraping from the inside. Yeah, it's
that's fine.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Another thing that we saw or we've heard a bit of around is people having tabs like of LSD that are a lot stronger than they expected.
Yeah.
Which again is one of those things where it's like one tab is not necessarily one dose.
Yeah, totally. It's not Panadol.
No.
I like that analogy. You know?
I often have to say to people, it's not like, yeah, the people making these are not chemists doing
They're
it.
They're not pharmacists.
No,
either.
Totally. And so, you know, we have had quite a few people tell us they took blotter and basically we're just took LSD on blotter paper and we're like out of this world having an experience. And so it's another thing of like, especially if you haven't tried that particular tab before,
yes,
maybe the first time you use it, like take a half, take a third, see how you go, and then you'll know if it's strong before you then end up taking it and having a crazy night.
And I think that's the tough one, is like, if you don't have the right support people around you, or like, you know, you take way more than you expected, you're in it for such a long time.
Totally.
Like, you're in it for 9, 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, it's not like a short trip where you're like, oh, I'll just wait it out.
yeah. It's a bit more serious than that. So I guess also if you are trying potentially a tab for the first time, like, maybe get a good support gang around
totally.
You.
Totally.
Look, if I start going to space, you guys have got my back, right?
100%. Like, keep that set and setting in mind. Because with drugs like LSD, it's having, like, a physical overdose like you would with, say, like, opioids or G or alcohol is not really a risk. But there is a huge risk of having, like, a psychological distressing episode and, you know, and flipping out and ending up not in a good way. So I totally agree. You got to have those safe people around you. And ideally, if you haven't taken that tab before, just take half of it. See how you go. Don't commit to the whole thing, especially because we know there's strong blotter going around at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So super strong MDMA is something to watch out for, and super strong LSD.
Yeah. And then we saw a bit of like, we see this every year where people sell stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we call it drug adulteration, which is basically like, you are not getting what you think you're getting.
Yeah.
So this year we saw a little bit of the synthetic cathinones, like bath salts. Most people know them as sold as MDMA. Again, they're kind of like stronger, more unpredictable, more jittery, just like generally.
Did you see less than previous years? Like, I know one year it was kind of like, it was big news. It was
Totally. That was 2020, 2021, I think, where it was like literally every other drug we checked was synthetic cathinone. So it's definitely not nearly as bad, but we still kind of generally see about 1 in 8 substances that we check, sometimes a little bit less, sometimes a little bit more, is got something else in it or is not what the person expected. So for instance, like this summer we saw some of those synthetic cathinones. We also saw methamphetamine that was being sold as MDMA. We saw ketamine that was being sold as cocaine. We saw some weird mixtures of drugs. You know, all that kind of stuff that like you just cannot tell by looking at something. If it's a white powder, that doesn't mean that it's cocaine, you know?
No.
And so we did see a little bit of that, and that's really concerning for us. Obviously, we were able to pick it up in drug checking so we could give those people the you know, appropriate advice around if they do choose to take it, how they can be safer. But just another reason why you shouldn't just, you know, take something that somebody gives to you on the dance floor.
And, you know, it's an easy way to check in, like... It's an easy trap to fall in, but I think the easiest thing is like, well, not right now, but maybe later.
Totally.
Just
go totally.
Have a think. Like, do you really need to do that right now?
100%. And the other thing, too, that I wanted to quickly mention before we wrap up is just that I think a lot of people are focused on kind of the like, oh, the dangerous stuff that we find in drugs or things being sold as other things, which is like our main concern. But we also just see a lot at this time of year of like binders and fillers and other like, inert stuff in drugs, which like maybe isn't super risky, say if you're swallowing it, but we've found things like yeast and gelatin and bentonite clay and chalk and just anything, everything but the kitchen sink in mixed into drugs.
Yeah.
And the big issue is if you're snorting it, if you're shelving it, if you're injecting it, if you're taking it kind of any other way other than orally, it can be really nasty and not good for you. You know, you can get like nasal infections and, you know, it's quite risky.
And then it'd be a bummer after a good festival.
Oh, totally. And also like just waking up feeling horrible. So when we're testing your drugs, we're also looking for those things and telling you what's in them so that you can go, okay, actually, I'm not going to snort this one. I might swallow this, or like I might snort it, but then I'll do a nasal rinse afterwards so that I can like clear that out of my system, you know, that kind of stuff. That's like really simple.
Yeah. And like, you might feel like a bit of a nerd doing it, but like you'll thank yourself
100%, 100% when you're not snuffly all the next week and stuffed up when you go back to work.
Yeah, no. And then everyone knows you had a great time.
Exactly. But yeah, that's pretty much what we saw. We really encourage people to go to thelevel.org.nz. On all of our drug info pages, we have a little like pulsating red dot. That's what we call it. The PRD.
The pulsating red dot.
That's what tells you what the consistency of each drug is that we've found. So it'll be like, you know, 15% of MDMA is not what we found over the last 3 months. So you can kind of look at that and get an idea as well of, you know, what's out there.
What potentially, could be in that bag you're holding there. Just quickly back to the LSD. Is there any way you can test how strong it is, or is that...
No, that's a really good question. No, we can't do quantification because it's really hard to do.
Yeah.
And so I guess for us, really, we're just telling everyone when we can test to see if it's LSD or not.
Yeah.
And then we're just giving them the information to go, hey, look, you know.
Might want to take it slow with this.
Totally. And because we know from people telling us what's out there, we can kind of give people an idea of like, oh, a bunch of people have told us the blotter going around in Auckland is super strong at the moment.
Yeah,
which is awesome. That's like ideal crowdsourcing of harm reduction information.
Awesome. Just one last thing. Someone's texted through the old vitamin C cancelling out a bad LSD trip. That's not true, is it?
No, it's not. It's not true. I mean, there's a bit of sort of like folklore around it, and maybe it's placebo. There's sort of some evidence to suggest there might be a teeny bit of truth, but I wouldn't rely on it to. Your best bet is if you do have a really bad trip, is to go get help from the ambulance services, because they will be able to give you something like a benzo or quetiapine that will be able to kill your trip. But suggest that you don't do the DIY.
I mean, look, If it works in your mind, cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if it's something that vitamin C is not going to hurt you. So if it makes you feel better to have it on board, but you know, generally be prepared that if things go downhill, say with your mates, like, hey, if I start flipping out, we need to go to the medics and just say, look, I've taken LSD and I'm losing it. And they'll deal with you. They're not going to get you in trouble. Their job is to keep you safe, you know.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. Really like hearing about the start of festival season, because let's face it, there's so many festivals to come.
100%. And take it easy.
Yes. And everyone, just little bits at a time out there by the sounds of things. Thank you so much. Thanks, heaps. We'll catch up in a fortnight.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.